All right, it's Voice Coaches Radio. I am John.
And I am Tina.
And we are here today, like we are every week.
Yes.
And I'm excited about this episode because today, listener questions. We do get listener questions, and I've been kind of stacking them up a little bit.
Okay.
And I picked the best ones. There's some repeat. There's a lot of repeat questions, actually. Mm-hmm. But that's what we're going to do today. And we should probably do this, I would say, once every couple months, maybe.
All right.
We'll do listener questions. So again, while we're on that subject, listener questions, you can email Tina at voicecoaches.com or John G at voicecoaches.com with your questions, and we will put them on the air. Also, hey, just quickly, I've mentioned this before, but I do webinars on voiceovers.
Yes, you do.
And so check our website, voicecoaches.com. Four dates. There are a few dates on there on the website, and I do different time zones and all of that. But mm-hmm. if you'd like to meet me, if you'd like to read for me, I give people a chance to read afterwards. Don't be shy. Get into one of those webinars. We actually have a discount code on the website. So if you log in,
nice.
if you sign up through the website, you will get a, I think 50% off, I think it is.
Wow.
That's pretty cool, right?
That is really good.
I lobbied against that.
Oh.
I don't like the 50% off. It should be 0% off. I'm just kidding. Yeah. So,
wow, you're brutal.
So, all right. So let's get into listener questions and ladies first. So okay. Tina, why don't you read all off right. what we have and who it's from? But we're not going to say last names, by the way. I never say last names because, you know, people.
One, and plus I can't pronounce them.
There you go.
I always get them wrong. From Helen P. And that's an easy last name.
There you go.
Hi, Tina and John. You mentioned doing voiceovers while traveling. Did that affect the quality of the recording? And I love hearing funny stories from both of you on the podcast. Do either of you have any good stories about your travels?
Okay, so why don't you go first? What do you think about the...
The traveling, well, and I do that. I do a lot of that. And I'll take my microphone with me and... I have my laptop, which I record onto, which use Audacity, and I have a microphone isolation shield. And so it's basically a box that's it folds up, but opens up on the inside is all foam.
Yeah.
And so the microphone is on a stand, and I've got that shield just like this. So that is what gives me that booth sound.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the booth sound. And that's the biggest thing is just finding the right time to record, because still I'm not in a you know, booth that's, you know, soundproof or anything. I'm usually in a room, you know, and that's the
hotel room
best.
Or something.
Yes. Yeah. So I just have to kind of, you know, just figure out, all right, when's the best time? One, I have to look at, okay, when's this due? When would be the best time to record without the outside noise leaking in? Because you don't know, it might come in, and then, I mean, you're listening back for it anyways, but most of the time, and, you know, I can figure out good times, you know, when to record and stuff like that. The reason why I did buy that shield was because it folds up.
Yeah.
And it's like a little briefcase.
I remember you telling me that's cool.
I
love
that. Yeah. And I love it. And it's just so easy to throw things in the car. I have not had to travel like fly with the equipment yet.
Okay.
I haven't done that. Most of it is just traveling in the car where that folds up. My microphone has its own case too. And I got my laptop.
So do you find that it doesn't affect the quality as long as you're really careful?
Yes, it doesn't. I haven't had any issues. You might get, you know, when I am recording and I can hear stuff in my headphones, that outside noise, stop, wait, record.
Yes, yep. That's what I was going to say, yeah.
I think that would be the biggest frustration of
outside,
all. Yeah, the outside noise and just figuring when is a good time.
Yeah, that's the same thing. We talked about this when we talked about, the prior episode, we talked about home recording, right?
Yeah.
So I have one of those isolation shields as well. Mine doesn't fold up. I really want to look for yours. I got to get the brand from you, but for my travel, because I don't travel with it because it's doesn't fold up. So it's kind of awkward to travel with. So I have recorded in my hotel and and it isn't easy.
No.
And it can affect, and like you said, it can affect the quality. What you have to do is number one, be conscious. Number one, you have to turn off everything.
Yes.
So that's, I think people forget that. So you have to turn off the air conditioning if it's hot, you have to turn off the heater. It, you cannot have it running.
No.
So whatever they have as a unit in the room, you have to mm-hmm. turn it off, okay, yep. for the duration of your recording. Also, again, you do have to pay attention to the sounds around you, right? You're in a mm-hmm. hotel. So yeah. like you said, someone could walk by. If you're next to the elevator, it's dinging.
You hear everything, yeah.
So you have to be really careful because it's not easy to hide imperfections in your recording if you're sending, like there are some clients who will just say, all I need is your voice.
Yeah.
Right? If you're going to put like a music bed to it, you can cover up yes, some of that stuff.
Yes, that stuff can be covered yes. up, yeah.
But when you're not, when you're just recording your voice, and that's mm-hmm. many times, that's all they want.
Yeah.
Is you can't cover up any imperfection. So yes, it's all about timing, like you mm-hmm. said, and being very careful. And if you have, and the isolation shield to me, mm-hmm. it would be a must. You know, I do have to get that because the other thing you can get is room tone. But yes. if you have a unidirectional mic,
yeah.
typically you can kind of meet, you know, mm-hmm. put yourself in a position in the room where it won't be too bad, yeah. but it can affect the quality. It can, but you just have to be very, very careful and conscious of everything going on mm-hmm. around you. And by the way, it's not just hotels. Listen, I've had people who think they can record from home and mm-hmm. they should be able to,
yeah.
But they record in the kitchen and the yeah. refrigerator's on. Now that sounds wild, right? Like, I have to turn my refrigerator off? Yeah. If you're going to record yeah. the kitchen, yes. You can't have anything running. So you have to be very, very careful. So if you're smart about it and you're very conscious, mm-hmm. then you can absolutely record on the road. And yes, it can affect your quality, but you can make sure it doesn't. Just yes. be very, very careful.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. I know someone who would travel a lot and record in hotels, and he told me that one time he forgot like that shield. He also had the yeah. shield. He also had the microphone isolation box.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Cool, cool.
So yeah. So either one, but completely forgot. He goes, the quilt on the bed was so thick. So he said, I was at the desk and I put the quilt over my head and over my computer and over the microphone. He says, I could still see and read. You know what I mean? He says, but that blanket was so thick. It gave me that same, the sound I was looking for.
So he MacGyvered it.
Yes.
For those of you who are older.
Yes.
If you are under 40, you don't even know what that means.
I think there's a new MacGyver out. There used to be within the last couple of years. So
that was a female, right? Didn't they make it a female lead?
Oh, maybe.
I think the new MacGyver was a female lead, actually. That's cool. Yeah.
Well, anyways.
Now, the other part of the question was, right, something about...
It was like, do either of you have any good stories about your travels?
Cool.
Not really. I mean, they've really? All been... Yeah,
not
I've
voiceover
never...
related, but yeah. it could be anything.
Oh, about my travels?
Yeah, just like so a funny story. I find that I've had many people comment on some of the things that I get in our emails. People comment about how much they love our stories, the funny ones. So it doesn't have to be voiceover related. Anything funny happen in a travel?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I have a couple things that I could tell you that were just... All right. So the one that just comes to mind. I went to Arizona. I was at Sedona, and I was pregnant, first child. And I was with my sister, my ex-husband at the time, my sister and my brother-in-law. So we went to just some hiking, you know, and I don't know where we were, but, you know, they had us, you know, get on the bus, you travel, you're hiking in the desert or whatever. I don't know.
Was it in the desert?
Yeah, we were in Arizona. Yeah. So I have
everything's
kind of
desert.
Yeah,
right?
Everything's
yeah, yeah, yeah.
kind of desert in there.
I'm
so,
terrified of that, by the way. Snakes.
Well, this is what, so... Oh. We're coming, we're traveling, we're doing the trail, and it's like, oh, it's time to go get back onto the bus. And you know, so my sister and my brother-in-law are ahead of me. My sister, one thing they said, do not pick up the rocks. Do not pick up the rocks because you don't know what kind of creature is going to yeah. be underneath that, yeah. right? So my sister's in front of me. I'm going a little slower because I'm pregnant, right? And so she's picking up the rocks. My sister's older than me. What are you doing? You're picking up the rocks and walking. They're going to come out and get me.
Yeah.
So they're ahead of me. And now there are people like, hey, the bus is here. So they walk faster so they can stop the bus to make sure they wait for me. Right. So apparently they get to the bus and said, my sister's coming. She's pregnant. you know, so give her a little bit, you know. I turn the corner, pregnant lady's here. Thank you. There's one of my funny stories.
Pregnant lady's here. It's yeah. great. You know, I do have, I just came back from Costa Rica, by the way.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah, I was in Costa Rica around the holidays. Mm-hmm. So that was fun. I do have funny stories from that, but I'll give you one from Texas. We have a couple of affiliate studios, right? Mm-hmm. So, well, we have many affiliate studios, but we have three affiliate studios that I've been to in Texas. One in Dallas, one in Houston, and one in Austin. Those are the three I've been to. And I was going from Dallas to Houston, so I drove. Mm-hmm. And on the way, you go through Waco. Right?
Oh, yeah.
So I decided, I saw a sign for the Waco Zoo, and I said, ooh, this will be it. I want to go to the zoo. Because I had plenty of time. I was like, you know, it's tons of time. And so their zoo is in the park there. Like you go uh-huh. through like Waco Park.
Okay.
Like I don't know what they call it, whether Central, yeah. Waco Central Park or whatever. But inside the park is the zoo. So I pull up to the zoo, Waco Zoo, and there's like three cars in the parking lot. So I'm thinking they're not, it's fall there. And yeah. fall isn't like here where it's like 50. Uh-huh. Fall there is 70,
yeah,
72.
It's still nice. Yeah.
So I park and I think it's probably not open. Doesn't yeah. look like it's open. There's no one. There's literally three cars in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. Walk over. It's open. Yeah, someone really? At the ticket booth. So I go inside, and there's no one in the zoo. It's mm-hmm. me in the zoo. And you think that would be, you know, you think that'd be cool. Like, oh, I get to walk around.
Yeah.
It was weird and oh. eerie.
I
was walking around the zoo looking at these animals, and I could hear the lion roaring from a distance. And every time I heard a branch snap. Mm-hmm. I thought the lion was out. Like I was like,
he's coming
it was
for you.
Terrifying. Like I was walking through, like this is terrifying, because I just kept hearing, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on, what's happening. There's no. So then, I get to the lion, if you want to call it enclosure. So I get to the lion area, and the lion's up kind of on this hill.
Hey.
And the lion's roaring, so I don't know if it was hungry, and you could tell it was kind of going towards the, like, looks like there was a door, maybe they feed the lion,
yeah.
and it was roaring. And I'm just watching the lion, you know, just thinking, and then I noticed that the fence in front of me is waist high.
Oh, my.
And the only thing between me and the lion is this waist high fence and a moat. But I'm thinking, me as a human being, I feel like I could jump over that moat.
Probably could.
And
yeah.
climb up the bank. Yeah. So then I'm like, I don't think this is safe. Like there was, I'm like looking around thinking there's something I'm not seeing that's keeping yeah. the lion where it is, but there wasn't. A waist high fence and a moat.
I'd be running out of there so
quick. Maybe lions, because maybe lions hate water so much. I don't know. I know tigers yeah. don't. If it was a tiger, I would have been out of there. But so I was not, I was very scared. So then I finally, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
And so I start to walk away, and I finally see people by the tiger enclosure. There's a tiger enclosure. Now this mm-hmm. tiger is enclosed it's fully fenced in. And there's a top on it. Cause I know there's a story about a tiger climbing over a cage, in San Diego.
Oh,
kids are throwing something at the tiger.
Oh, he was like,
tiger scaled the fence, killed him.
Oh my
that's
goodness.
That's an awful story for
me. That is awful.
Yeah, sorry. That's the story. That's the news story, though.
It's a news story.
Tigers are terrifying.
Right.
And so anyway, but this tiger was well enclosed. But there was a fellow there with his, it looked like maybe someone he just started dating, because it looked like they were kind of getting to know each other, right? Mm-hmm. And he must go there a lot, because all of it, and I'm looking, I tend to pay attention to things that are going on around me.
Yeah.
My wife does not, by the way. She's very funny like that. She doesn't see people.
No, she
does.
She, yeah.
She could see someone that she knows, and she will not see them.
Yeah.
Like, it could be right there. But I'm always looking around uh-huh. just to kind of, you know, I just want to know what's happening. And I noticed that he, all of a sudden, out of the blue, he grabs her by the shoulder and says, get over here, yanks her away from the enclosure. And so, since I was paying attention, mm-hmm. I thought, yeah, I should probably move too.
Yeah.
And so I followed them and moved, and thank goodness, the lion sprayed where we were standing. with urine through the fence.
Oh.
We would have been soaked with tiger urine, which would have been a story to tell.
Yes.
It would have been interesting. But what I didn't want to do, I was on my way to a recording studio in Houston.
Oh,
what
yeah.
I didn't want to do is be soaked in tiger urine. So I couldn't believe
it. I'm sure if they would have called you back.
And thank goodness. And again, I always feel like things happen for a reason. Yeah. Like in my mind, I'm like, I hadn't seen anyone till then.
Yeah.
Imagine if I was standing there by myself.
I wouldn't have ever known.
You would never know.
How do you know he's about to pee?
Apparently he backed up to the cave, but I don't know enough about tigers.
Yeah.
So this guy knew because he must go there all the time, but the tiger had turned his back to us and backed up to the cage.
All right.
So
now
he
I
knew
know.
That. Right. Yeah. And, so I'm like, and if this guy is listening to this podcast, thank you, sir, because you know,
yeah.
Again, great story I could have told. Hey, yeah. I was soaked in tiger urine. That how often does that happen to anybody? But I'd rather not. I'd rather tell this story yeah. where it missed me.
So, yes.
Yeah. So there's my story. Yes. Funny story about, and I have Costa Rican ones too, because I don't speak Spanish very fluently, unfortunately. I've been trying to learn it.
Yeah.
I did a little in high school, but there's a lot of funny stories there just because I don't speak
yeah,
Spanish
that
fluently.
Yeah, that will get you in trouble.
And
that
you know,
time.
I'll save them for another podcast.
All right.
Because, you know, I always feel like, you know, we've been doing enough of these now where I feel like if I tell a story, I have to go, did I tell this already?
Oh, yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
That's what
like
I'm thinking
are people,
too.
And I know,
yeah.
and Costa Rica's new, so I know I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to tell it now, but I will tell some Costa Rica stories. Interesting things happened to me in Costa Rica because it was a fantastic trip.
We'll do all, we should do like a whole podcast on that.
Yeah. My wife's family lives in Costa Rica, which is great because I will say this. When I was in Costa Rica and they were just bringing me around, I thought to myself, who comes here without knowing anyone? Like, I thought that I wouldn't even know how to explore Costa Rica.
I wouldn't. Yeah.
Like, her father lives there, and he's from Costa Rica. And he lived in the U.S. for a while, but he's mm-hmm. back and living in Costa Rica. And he took us all over the place, and he obviously speaks Spanish
good.
Fluently,
yeah.
and he's Costa Rican. And I thought, who is doing this without someone?
Yeah.
Because I don't know what I would do.
I wouldn't know either.
Yeah. So, but anyway, we'll save all that for a different time. So, let's see.
Right,
I have another
turn.
Question.
No.
And
yep.
So, from Angie C. Hi, guys. I'm new to the industry, and I've been sending demos to potential clients, but I haven't booked any voiceover work as of yet. Is it normal to hear nothing back?
That's a good question.
It is a good question.
And unfortunately, it is.
Yes. Yeah, you should know it's very, and this is actually a good question because mm-hmm. I'm sure other people are going through this.
Yeah.
And I've heard this from other people. They get discouraged by this, actually.
It is.
Don't.
Yeah.
Listen, I'll tell you from our perspective, right? We do a lot of voiceover work here. When we get demos, we're not obligated to reach out to you and tell you we like your demo or anything
yeah.
like that. We're going to reach out to you if we're going to hire you. And by the way, you sending a demo and just not hearing from us doesn't mean we don't like you or don't like your demo.
Yeah.
My advice to
Angie.
Angie.
Oh, I'm glad I remember.
Yeah, you have a good memory. Your advice.
It's
to,
not good.
Your advice to Angie. Well, your and my advice, hopefully, to Angie. I'm telling you what your advice is. Your advice to Angie. My advice to Angie is to follow up. Continue to follow up. That's the mistake many voice actors make, which is they don't hear anything back. And they kind of get discouraged and they think, they didn't like me. And they kind of, I don't know if they just say, forget that client or whatever. My advice is this, send demos out and then follow up, follow up. And I would say follow up every 30 days.
Yeah.
Not initially. Initially, once you send your demo, follow up 2 weeks later.
Yes,
so I always
real
say,
close,
give it
yep.
2 weeks. And then after that, follow up every 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't hire you yet. That doesn't mean we're not going to hire you.
Yeah.
And we're not going to. We're not going to call you up or email you and say, hey, got your demo, love it, or hey.
Yeah.
And don't do the thing that some people think they're tricking the system, and I want to caution you against this.
Okay.
Here's what some voice actors do, and they think that it's like beating the system. They're making me respond to them. They go, hey, I just wanted to get some feedback on my demo.
Oh, right. Okay.
Now, let me tell you why that's not good. Mm-hmm. You have now taken yourself out of the hiring pool and put yourself into an amateur status where you want me to just critique your demo for you. And I can critique anyone's demo.
All right. That's good.
Right? Yeah. I'm not thinking about hiring you at that point. You just emailed me and said, tell me what you think of my demo. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You're at that point, I don't even consider you for work because you want me to critique your demo. Don't do that. Send your demo with confidence and then follow up. So that's my advice. What do you think?
Oh, I definitely agree on that. But I think I've said this. You're going to send out 10 and you're not going to hear anything. And then on the 11th one, you'll hear something, you know, but just keep, like you said, keep sending. And I always say to people that don't take it to heart that they don't hire you. It's just, they were looking for a certain voice.
Yes.
They already have that in their mind. When they're writing out those scripts, this is the voice we're looking for. We're looking for a male sounding between 45, 55, friendly, funny, you know, that type of thing. They're just, they have it in their mind what they're looking for, but don't take it as, oh, I'm terrible. Is it? No. They were just looking for something specific. They have a voice in mind.
Right. You got it. And it's funny. That brings me to something quick about a celebrity. I have people ask this question a lot and I didn't get it actually. So people ask, are celebrities taking the jobs? I get that a lot. And I always say to people, you're not competing with them.
Yeah, no.
And not only that, I'm not competing with them. I've done it for 30 years. Like if Coca-Cola has a job, here's a conversation that never happened. John Galogli or Matt Damon? That question never arose. They knew they wanted Matt Damon when they wrote that commercial. That commercial was for Matt Damon.
Yes.
You're not competing against celebrities. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
There is tons of work for regular folk like us.
There is. Yeah. There really is.
So I just wanted to make that clear because I do get that question a lot, but I didn't get in our email. So that's interesting.
That is funny. That's, I too, people do ask me about that, you know, hearing celebrities on commercials and stuff like that. And I'm like, they had that in their mind.
Yeah.
That's it. They knew it. They just said, I want that celebrity, you know, especially the ones that are like trending, you know, they're going to grab them. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
All right. So what's the next question?
All right. So the next one from, Big Brian.
Big Brian.
Hey.
I always wonder before we get to this question, I always wonder that if your name is like Big Brian or sometimes people call like Tiny, is it the opposite? Like is Big Brian small or is Big Brian Big Brian? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I always wonder. Like Biggie Smalls.
Yeah.
He was not small.
No.
But he did have Biggie in his name, too.
Yeah, he had Biggie there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Brian, we'll have to find out. All right. How do I know what to charge clients without scaring them off? And should I ever do voiceovers for free?
I like it. Good question. So did you want to take this or want me to take it first?
You can take it first.
Okay. So, all right, a couple of things. First off, whenever someone, and when I was like, when I started off in this industry and for the first, like, I don't even know how many years, many years, I never had anyone say, how much do you charge? Never. Yeah. They would always call me or we'd chat and they would say, the job pays X amount of money.
Yeah.
Right. I have been hearing this for the last few years where people are saying, I have this client who called and they said, so what do you charge? Here's my advice on that. You do not answer that question because here's what will happen. You're either going to price yourself out of the range, which is what Big Brian is talking about. And you can't go back once you give a price.
It's not
like, if you say $500 and they say, ooh, that's out of our budget. You can't go, well, hold on. You can't do that. It's over, right? You've already said however much, and I'm just throwing a number out there, by the way. So here's how I recommend, and if you, by the way, you could make them really happy and lowball yourself, which isn't great for you, right?
No.
Anyone who wants to hire a voice actor has an idea of what they have to spend.
Yeah.
It's not like they're completely clueless. Like, you know, I'm going to call a voice actor. I have no idea what we're willing to spend. No, they do.
Yeah.
So always pose the question back to them. That's so when someone says, hey, what do you charge? You say, well, it depends on the project. What do you propose?
Yes.
That's how you do it because they know what they are willing to spend. And then it leaves you with the decision, right?
Yeah.
So then they give you, oh, well, we're thinking about X amount of money. And then you decide whether you want the job or not. Telling someone how much you charge is tough because you're never going to hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
Right? You're going to lowball yourself or overprice yourself to them. There is no in between.
Yeah.
It's going to be difficult for you. It's not like how lucky would you have to be to hit the exact number they already have in their head. And that's the point. They already have the number in their head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you think?
I agree with you there. Sometimes I do see that they give you a range. right? They'll say our budget is between $250 and $500. I always, you know, because I've had students ask me, well, what do you do when is that? They show you that this is what our budget is. And I always give them the example of myself. When I first started out, I always felt, now my background is broadcasting, mm-hmm. and then that's how I got into voice acting. And so in my mind, I said, you know what? This is because it's very easy for me to record. I've got all set up, hit record. I know how to do all the stuff. So it's not hard or difficult for me. So I always thought, oh, you know what? It's 10 minutes. No, I know, it took me 3 minutes to record this. I'm going to go on the lower end. I'm brand new. I need to go on the lower end of it. No. And I wish somebody said to me, no, just because you're brand new does not mean you need to be at that low end mm-hmm. of the scale. So I always say, if you're looking at that and you have that feeling like I did, I always felt that it was, I can't charge a lot of money. It took me 3 minutes to do this. I can't do that, you know? I wish somebody said to me, no, if you feel that way, look at the bottom number and then bump it up $50, bump it up $75, bump it up $100, right? Because they're giving you a range. Yeah. They're giving you a range. So but you do not need to be at the bottom. You do not, because you're just starting out. Yeah. That's how I always felt. So that's the advice I do give to clients or our students, and when they're saying, okay, what do I charge? And I say, well, you're going to see a lot of times where they have that mm-hmm. range, you know? But it was funny because the example that you used of saying, you know, so what's the I forgot how.
Depends on the project. What you propose.
Yes. Yeah. What do you propose? I was talking to someone. I'm going to be doing some one-liners for a radio station that's on the West Coast. And that was exactly how they're like, so what would you, it's a month worth of you know, stuff, but we're going to send it to you weekly, you know, that you're going to be doing. What do you want to charge for that? And that's what I said. Well, what do you propose?
Yeah.
because honestly, I didn't know what to charge. I didn't know, because mm-hmm. this is going to be an ongoing thing,
yeah.
you know, so it's not a one time, here's your voice, that's it. Yeah. This is a weekly thing that I'm going to be doing. I'm like, I don't know what to charge these people, yeah. you know.
I don't get a lot of the range stuff. If I did, I would charge top. I would always do it. If it was 150 to 500, I'd say 500. That's me. And only because I know I'm going to get it done right. It's going to be, you mm-hmm. know, national quality or broadcast quality. Yeah. And so it's going to be better than all the other people that have not been doing this for very long. So, yeah. But again, if they told me, here's the thing. You want to give me a range. In my mind, mm-hmm. I'm going to give you, okay, cool. Well, here's what I charge. You know, tell me what you want to pay me.
And then yeah. We'll,
you
know, so see, that's it. I would prefer it saying, this is the cost. Yeah. This is what we're going to pay you. That's it. Bottom line, done.
Yeah.
I would prefer that. But there is sometimes you do see that. And that's like even, you know, this project coming up. So now it's more of, I'm just waiting back to hear what they're going to come up with, you know?
Right,
and
right.
So it is kind of, it's crazy, but that's just the way I am. I brought up with, you know, oh, it's easy. I don't need to charge a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I wish I had the mentality, because I think I'd be rich right now. There's no way. Now, he also asked, would you ever do voiceovers for free?
Okay. So I have kind of a, I'm going to try to be careful when I answer this. So I have a philosophy about this, and here it is. If you are a professional voice actor, you are an educated voice actor. You've had voiceover training. And mm-hmm. by the way, I hope that is the case, because otherwise it's hard really to work in the industry consistency. Consistently, if you haven't. So if you are an educated voice actor, you've had voiceover coaching, mm-hmm. You have a network quality demo, your time is worth something.
Mm-hmm.
So now that I've said that, doing free voiceover work is a business decision,
mm-hmm.
and you have to look at it that way. Okay. So here's what some people think they should do. I'm going to just volunteer and I'm going to do a bunch of free work and just to get my feet wet. I'm not someone who advocates that. And mm-hmm. the reason is people will take advantage of you.
Yes.
Like once you do something free for someone, it's not like they're thinking to themselves, someday I'm going to pay that guy a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or that person a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So for me, I have done free work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I may have mentioned this before. But for me, I always thought to myself, where does this go? Like, so, yeah. So, where would this lead? Will this lead to more work? And by the way, when I do that, I make it clear a couple of things. I have done free work and it did lead to other work. Mm-hmm. And so what I say to someone is, you know, this is what I do. This is part of, you know, mm-hmm. for someone who's doing this part time, you can say, hey, this is part of how I make my living. For me, this is how I make my living. This is what I do. But I'd love an opportunity to work with you. So, you know, I'd love an opportunity to work with you in the future, make that clear. And so, you know what I'll do this time? I'll do it for you. Cause if they say they don't have a budget, like say the person or the company doesn't have a budget mm-hmm. for whatever reason, I'd love an opportunity to work with you in the future. So, you know what, this time, you know, let's do that. That way we can develop a relationship. I make it very clear what I'm going for. So I do that. That has worked for me. But I wouldn't just throw myself out there and go, hey, I'm here to do work for free. I just think that's a bad precedent to sit, mm-hmm. to set. And it also makes you look amateurish. Mm-hmm. Now, another reason to do free work is a cause you care about. Yes. There's nothing wrong mm-hmm. with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with mm-hmm. that. Like, I love dogs. And I have done PSAs for shelters. I actually got paid to do it, though. Mm-hmm. And I would hesitate to say that I would have done it for free because hopefully now they're not listening.
Because I just love him.
Yeah, I love dogs. So so something like that. If they like, you know, a shelter didn't have a budget. Yes, mm-hmm. you know, so, I care about that. So I'm not, you know, but most of the time, public service announcements, even nonprofits, they have money for this stuff. So don't be fooled by that. Yes, you could do free work, but really think it through and think, where does this go?
Yeah.
Okay. Because if it's going nowhere mm-hmm. and it's not a friend or it's not a cause you care about, then why would you do it for free?
Yeah.
I would just say, be careful about it. I'm not saying not to, I'm just saying, don't think that you have invested in yourself. Mm-hmm. If you are, again, an educated voice actor and you have a network quality demo, you have invested in yourself.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, just doing the free, just to do it for free is not a reason to do it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I've done some stuff for free, but it hasn't been an ongoing where they've come back. They've realized, okay, this is the one time you're going to get the free, but we need to come back if you're going to keep up, especially if you do something and then there's revisions. And then you're just doing it over and over and over again. When do you stop yourself? You got to stop it because they're going to keep on coming.
And that is funny that you say that, because that's one of the things I was going to say and I didn't say it, which is the most challenging jobs I've ever done are the ones I've done for free.
Yeah.
I tell you, the people that you do things for free for are the toughest clients for some reason.
Yeah.
It's like, you didn't even pay me, right? And I swear that is the case. I've had clients that I've done stuff for free and they are the toughest. And then people have paid me a ton of money and they're like, perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really weird.
I heard you breathe. Can you take that out?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to breathe. No. So I guess it just all depends, but don't get taken advantage of.
Yeah,
that's the biggest thing.
Okay. So what do I have here?
So we have time for one more?
We have time for one more. Yeah. Yep, one more. Are you done with yours?
No, let me see here. Will you go ahead with yours?
Okay.
Yeah.
You have one more?
Yes, I do have one more.
Okay, so we'll do two more. We're trying to make them, I don't know how long we've been doing this. Yeah. I don't want to do too long. We could have made this two episodes maybe, part one and two, I don't know. But you know, all right. So from Michael W., hello, John and Tina. I listen to the podcast religiously. Oh, interesting word. Okay.
No.
I'm not a voice actor and I'm over 40 years old. Did I miss my window? Great. This is a quick question. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. You did not miss your window.
No.
Do it now.
Yeah.
Listen, I would say that the people who are finding the most success currently are, I always say, and I think this is true because we see this, are people 40 and up. And the reason is they know what they want.
Yeah.
They've done things in life. They've had a job. They know they like the job. They don't like the job. And now they know, hey, this is what I want to do. And again, do it the right way. Get, you know, work with a voice coach.
Yes.
Get a network quality demo. And by the way, it doesn't matter how old you are. Keep in mind, it's all about the age of your voice.
It is.
You being 40 years old doesn't mean anything. You could sound 40 to 60. You could sound, I don't know you, so I don't know yet, but come to my webinar.
Yeah.
And come to my webinar and I will know you. you could sound 35
yeah.
to 50, 35 to 55. You could have a 20-year age range in your voice. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how old you are. It matters how old you sound. So absolutely not. And people, mm-hmm. I think, who are finding success right now are people, mm-hmm. I really do think, are 40 and up.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, there's work for everybody, by the way. Let me be very clear about
there
that.
Is.
I'm just saying, I find it's not because there's more work for people 40 and up. Mm-hmm. I think it's because people 40 and up have a tendency to actually follow through with things.
Yes.
And when we're younger, we all mm-hmm. know this. When we're younger, we tend to not
yes.
follow through with things.
No. Yeah. I didn't start until I was in my mid-40s with voiceover. Yes. Granted, I was in, you know, radio, but that's just completely different.
Yeah.
Completely different. The commercials I did were radio, yep. for radio, you know, because I worked for that broadcasting company. I didn't get into voice acting until mid-40s.
Yeah, so, there, yeah. there you go. Perfect.
Yeah, so it's
I did get in early, but that was rare. I mean, yeah. I just kind of, I knew what I wanted because I knew what I didn't want. That was really
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Honestly, it wasn't like I was like, the voice acting is, which by the way, turned out to be the best thing in the world. Mm-hmm. But I knew what I didn't want to do.
Yeah.
And so I knew I wanted to be in this industry. So I did get in really early, but that is rare.
Yeah.
I think, and it's cool. Good. And if mm-hmm. there's anyone out there in their, you know, late teens, early 20s, and you know this is it for you,
yeah,
go for it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but I think people, as you get older, you start to really narrow yeah. down hey, this is what I want to do.
I tell people, listen to commercials, and not every commercial back-to-back is the same voice. Variety of voices, yep. variety of ages.
Absolutely.
So you can do this after 40.
Awesome. All right, last question.
Right,
here we go,
last question. All right, what's the one thing you wish every beginner understood?
Oh, I thought this would be like a quick one.
I know.
Okay, so I'll try to keep it quick. Why don't you go first this time?
All right, the first one, because I just had this last night talking to a student where she's about to do her demo, but we're going over demos. And she goes, you know what's really funny? She goes, I thought it was just reading. That's what everybody that comes into it, it's just reading. I'm just reading. That's it. I'm reading out loud. It's a little more than that.
Yeah.
It's definitely a little more than that.
Yep. And that was the same thing I was going to say. So actually this can be quick. I think the one thing I would want everyone who's starting out brand new is to understand this is like anything else in life. And when I say that, to me, this is better than mm-hmm. everything
yeah.
else in many ways, as far mm-hmm. as such a cool industry and everyone who wants to be here.
Mm-hmm.
There's
yeah.
no, that's all awesome. And it's better than everything else I've ever done. But as far as being a professional environment, and again, it's more relaxed than many other places, mm-hmm. but the skills necessary to do this, mm-hmm. there are skills.
There are.
And so I would say what I wish everyone who came to my webinar, mm-hmm. like those are brand new people as an intro
they
to
are,
voice
yep.
acting. What I wish all those people knew, and they do when they leave my webinar, mm-hmm. which is why I talk about it, is this is a real job. This
yes,
is a real
is.
Business.
Mm-hmm.
When you get paid as a voice actor, that money really comes out of those people's account.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to know what you're doing. You have to know how to conversationally read,
yes.
how to voice act, and you need to know studio etiquette. And so that's why you need voice coaching. So I would say that I just need everyone to know you need to actually get some kind of
yes.
voice coaching or voiceover training. Something.
Yes, you do. Yes,
so
you
there
do.
You go. I think that's as quick as we've been.
Yeah, I am.
All right. Well, that is listener questions. And again, thank you so much. Again, please keep sending them and we will do
yes.
listener questions like maybe once every couple months.
When I think that's good.
We get enough.
Yeah.
And so again, John G@voicecoaches.com.
And Tina@voicecoaches.com.
Okay. Thank you very much, everyone. We out. We'll be right back.